My name is Lizzie Kramer. I'm here at the Art Center of the Capital Region with Belinda Colon, the curator for exhibits and public art. This is the second of a two-part interview with her about administration of public art in Troy.
How do you see the role of public art as a whole in the Troy community, from performance to theatrical to painting and murals and tiling and lighting and everything else? Brings out an emotion in people, regardless of what that emotion is. It can be positive, it could be negative, but it also brings out a conversation, right? It gets people talking. If somebody sees something they like, they're going to talk about it. If they see something they don't like, they're going to talk about it. So it's a conversation within your social circle, right? Regardless, because if someone's standing there with you, you may say, hey, did you see that? Or look at that. Or, you know, I don't want to call it a billboard, but it's a way of communicating. Either visually, literally, or emotionally. With that, like with Uniting Line, it's about, you know, we wanted to beautify, enlighten, create a safe space for our community to use because it was a dividing line. And it has a history of division because of the bridge and because of, you know, the state highway, the federal highway system. So each project has a different way that it is presented and needed within the community. There are also projects that sometimes it's just about creating, having a group of people come together, enjoy a moment, have a festival, have a moment of just togetherness, and they want to create something that makes them happy, you know? So art can be essential in all those different ways. It can be a conversation. It can be a moment of silence. It could be a moment of happiness, sadness. There's the art described as public art that is created by an artist that people think about when you think about public art, but ads on billboards. All of those things are all created by artists or visual people who are also getting out a conversation, right? So it's a very broad question, but it really depends on what industry. But within this industry, I think what we're doing here at the Art Center, what I'd like to do visually and socially, is to really create conversations that I don't know that I can make a change. I mean, I have that thing right there. It says, don't change a thing for me, right? Change for you. It's just a moment to allow people to have a voice visually if maybe they can't have a voice literally.
What are some examples that stand out of how people have used their voice?
I was involved in documenting and helping protect some of the artwork that was created during the protests last year. There was a lot of controversy about who was creating what, where, and why they were creating it. There were groups that were creating it to beautify these planks that were put up in all these windows. There was another group that wanted to get their voices heard about the, you know, social and human impact of what was going on in our world. So I would say going around and seeing different sides of those conversations, and still to this day, hearing conversations about what happened then and how that really impacted so many people, artists and not, in this region, that was really important to me. And that's where From Troy to Troy came from. That's where I said, okay, people really want to say something and they want to create something. And either it's literal, where people just see it and they understand what it is and it's text-based, or it's something that they just want to give back to their community because they're part of this community. So I would definitely say that the protests last year were eye-opening. But yes, the protest art from last year really was a significant wake-up call on top of Franklin Alley and what was going on there. I think the local and regional artists are really making an impact. And what's going on with Capitol Walls, I think that's an important visible conversation. Does it have a specific impact that I find socially or politically? I'm not sure yet. I'm not in that conversation, but I think some of the most recent imagery over there really is pretty fantastic and impactful. So it's expanding in our region, so I'm going to continue to listen and watch and see how it can, I don't know if it's going to change anything, but maybe start the conversation for change.
Do you have thoughts as to why it's expanding in this region at this point in time?
I'd like to think that people are becoming more open-minded and visually inclined. And I mean that in the best way. I think that advertising is art. There are artists behind all of that. You know, marketing is art. There's artists behind all of that. I worked in marketing and advertising for a while, and I remember seeing artists creating And I think with social media and with this lifestyle of seeing visual constantly within our day-to-day lives, where we used to see TV and that would be in small, not always small for everyone, but that would be impactful when you were in front of a television. Now we carry these things around with us that we have access to 24/7, and it's constant stimulation. And I think that, I really do think that it's some kind of social change where people are maybe noticing art more because they are more visually inclined to see it, because of us always having these like quick images constantly in front of us with computers and with iPhones and with every other kind of capacity that seems to be digitizing our world with Oculus and everything else. So I do think that that is what's expanding our reach. I don't know if there is anything else that can really concretely say is leaning towards that. I do think there are a lot of artists now that are becoming more mainstream, that do have subject matter and conversations that are being explored, that have been explored in the past, but I think have been unfortunately more censored to the full public or only available to a certain few. Maybe with people like Shepard Fairey, who, no matter if you like his work or not, he is visible on a very large scale. And some of the positions that he has created with even like the creation of the Obama stickers, you know, things of that nature that people aren't used to seeing, now are seeing them, and it's becoming a lot more commercialized. I think that is helping people recognize what public art does and how it's adding to their environment. But I'm thinking way outside the box there. Like, honestly, there are people who, like I said, don't even know that the Art Center or anything we've done even exists, because it's just not in their realm of their everyday.
Centering this conversation around art, how does that change who's having a voice in the public discourse?
I definitely think there's us and them in the creative sector. There is the administrators and then there are the artists. I think that for a very long time, the administrators have controlled or had a tight leash on a lot of what's going on in the region. And I think artists are stepping out of that cycle and really saying, I can do this for myself, right? And so us as administrators, we have to support that. And I think more people are starting to do that. Because of that, I think that there are more opportunities for the normal public to interact with artists, but it's very challenging. So I don't know. I don't know if there's this line of how do we get the day-to-day person to interact with the art and this conversation that these artists are presenting. I think public art is a good way of doing that when you create a visual plane that people can see day-to-day that they normally wouldn't see. But things like what we're doing at the Art Center now is we're trying to create conversations and shows that people can relate to. We want people to feel comfortable within the arts. So not everything we're doing is high-end, high art, so that the regional artist or the regional supporter or even the friend of someone who knows somebody who's an artist might come in and be interested or not feel unengaged. There's a lot of people come into galleries or art institutions like the Art Center and they don't quite know what it is. They're not sure if they're allowed in. And I think that same thing is happening with public art, or has happened with public art. And I think more people, because it's so visible and more people can relate to it, it's a better conversation. How long that'll last and how we continue the goal to keep that conversation going is really up to, you know, the artists. Politically and socially, it can be very challenging for the artists because, you know, you don't know who's going to really be supporting them government-wise or community-wise. So that's where I hope us art administrators can help with that, because without the artists, we don't have a conversation. I think the Black Lives Matter movement and the political and social movements that have been happening within the last year, and more than that, I mean, Black Lives Matter, that whole conversation started a few years ago. Everyone says, oh, it's just since the protests. No, it was before the protests, way before the protests. And, you know, it's been happening for many, many years. But I think with those conversations happening, you can see more and more of the reality of those who live in those situations, and how those of us who have the opportunity to help create resources or change or even listen enough to have a conversation
create a union between people, we're going to continue to do that. And I'm going to continue to do that because I see it, you know, where I didn't see it before. Working just in Saratoga, I didn't see what was going on down here. I didn't see the day to day, you know. So you need to put yourself in a situation in order to really relate to it. And that's where public art is the same thing. That work is, it has to be relatable to what environment and community you're putting it in.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I just want people to know that the Art Center, just like everyone else in this region and in this world right now, is learning. We will listen and we will do everything we can to support, within reason, artists, community members. We are growing just like everyone else, and we need to learn and grow and change just like everyone else. And so I hope that I can be part of that change. And I just want people to know that, you know, if you have an idea and you want to try to do something within the Art Center or outside of the Art Center, not even just the Art Center, to make sure that they step up and really reach out to different organizations or even start their own organization. But don't wait for others. You know, if someone isn't giving you the answer you want, go to the next person. Just don't give up. I think there's a lot of people who just don't have the experience, and sometimes that's the hardest part, to just step outside of your comfort zone and ask for help if you need it. Yeah, so I just want people to know that I'm approachable, and I hope that they can feel comfortable in coming to me, and I know that a lot of other arts administrators in this region feel the same.